This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. I hope all of you are well today and your week is off to the most amazing start. This weekend, I feel like I did everything and nothing at the same time, y'all. I don't know if y'all have ever felt this way, but it feels like you're busy and you're doing a lot of stuff, yet at the same time, it feels like nothing has been done. Like I'm checking stuff off of my to-do list, but it just keeps growing and growing. Oh, I never feel like I can catch up. But anyway, that was my weekend. How was your weekend? How was your week last week? I do hope it was a great one. And wherever you are tuning in from today, that you make this week a great week too. Now, I saw this tweet floating around the internet a couple of months ago, and I wanted to like it 1,000 times because I felt so seen, y'all. The quote read, 2021 is some pressure. You're expected to be a TikTok star, a Clubhouse influencer, an Instagram content creator, a full-time entrepreneur, start a second business with a $600 stimulus, date the right person, be couple goals, be a civil rights activist, and collect art. And I felt so seen, and I couldn't retweet, repost that quote enough because, girl, there is this unspoken expectation, or better yet, this quote unquote false reality that we have to be all things to be successful, to be relevant, to get our content seen. We have to be all these things and be on all these platforms just to be heard. Just to book a sale, just to get followers, just to get your name out there, or whatever it is you're looking to get when you engage on these apps and in these social media spaces. There is so much pressure to be anything and everything right now. And I just want to remind you that it's okay to go at your own pace. Contrary to popular belief, you don't have to do what everyone else is doing just because everyone else is doing it. For example, when Clubhouse first joined the scene and everybody was talking about it and it was like, oh, can you give me an invite, sis? You gotta be on Clubhouse. And people were telling me you should make the podcast into a Clubhouse format and get on every Monday night and talk about the show and join this panel and that panel. And ooh, ciao. Yes, it may have done great for my business. It may have gotten my name out there just a little bit more, but I was already juggling 100 other things to get my content off the ground, to keep my business running, to keep the podcast going, to stay consistent on the gram. And my plate had no more room to be present on another app. You know what I'm saying? I am just getting my bearings and finding what works best for me and my schedule and my business. And now you're telling me I have to be on a whole nother app? Like, I know I can't be the only one that has felt this way over the last few months, over the last year. Like, who is making these rules? Why do I have to do the bus it challenge just to get views? I could barely pop lock and drop it back in my day, and now I have to bus it for the gram? And I know it's all for fun and games. And don't get me wrong, I love me a good TikTok challenge and I enjoy the reels and I totally see the impact the trends could have on my social media presence. I mean, I've seen content creators grow wildly just from posting reels and TikToks alone. And there's definitely something there that can benefit everyone, right? But what I'm trying to get you to see is that TikTok and Reels and all the other trendy things people are doing right now are not the end all be all. I recognize that there is a lot of potential for growth when you do the popular thing that everyone else is doing. But I also recognize that there is a lot of energy that goes into keeping up with what everyone else is doing. But I also recognize that there is a lot of energy that goes into keeping up with what everyone else is doing too. And at some point, you have to stand on your own creativity, in your own will, in your own desires, and not be afraid to do things your way. You have to trust that what is for you and you alone. And there is no app, trend, challenge, or 30-second video that will keep you from getting there. You are meant to occupy a lane in this world, your lane, and you will see people passing you left and right, and it looks like they are flying down their lanes, right? And they are doing all the trendy things, and it seems like they are on every platform, and they look like they're succeeding, and they're growing really fast, and all these things are really great things, but y'all, just because they got to the destination that you were trying to get to quicker than you doesn't mean that you will never arrive there too. You know what I'm saying? In this season of 30-second dance challenges and tutorials and trends, and you have to stand on what works best for you, not what works best for the rest of the world. Just you, boo. Let me tell you something, sis. You do not have to be all things to be everything. You do not have to be a star on TikTok just to show people how creative you are. You do not have to be the best Clubhouse speaker for people to recognize that you have something powerful to say. Some of my favorite brands and influencers, or just people that I like to engage with online, are not trying to do 100 things at the same time just to stay relevant. They do their thing, the thing that they are good at, and they put their foot on the gas and do what works only for them. I close my YouTube videos out with, be the best you that only you can be. And I mean that from the deepest part of my being. Although it may be tempting to dabble in everything that looks popular right now, always remember to be the best you that only you can be, boo. Not the best TikToker you see, not the girl with the best gram and the brand with the best reels and they always have the best music and transitions. No, just be the best you. These apps will come and go, sis. These trends will come and go. But the gift you were born with, the things that you were put on this earth to do, oh, that's here forever. And all I'm asking is, what do you need to do to see that happen? What apps do you need to be on to showcase the best of you? What content do you need to share to showcase the best of you, the best of your mind, the best of your voice, the best of your gifts? If it's doing all these things and engaging on every app and spending your time creating videos and doing all these reels, et cetera, then keep going, boo. We are all rooting for you. But sis, if it's not for you, don't try to kill yourself trying to make it happen. Stop stressing over 30-second videos and pictures and captions that people will spend only a few seconds looking at. So what if you don't create 10 reels a week? That might not be your lane, sis. That may not be your ministry, and that's okay. You can be truly gifted in something and getting confident in sharing what you have to offer to the world and really starting to pop off in your own way. But because what you shared and how you shared it didn't get as many views as that other girl's video or that other brand's video, you start second guessing your gift. You start questioning whether or not your stuff is good, whether or not people value what you have to say and it's not relevant. And I have to stop you right there because you couldn't be more wrong, sis. You have to believe in your sauce and know that there is value in what you do, what you say, and what you create, even if only a few people saw it. I always say, Your gift and the things you do in this world is not just for you, it's for someone else. So no, your content may not have been the most perfect, but maybe it was perfect enough for the person that needed to see it, right? Maybe what you decided to post and what you decided to say falls on the people that need to hear it in the way that you did it. Someone out there is attached to what you have to give. And as long as you keep showing up in the way that works for you, they will find it. So you have to ask yourself, do you need to be an Instagram star, a TikToker, a real connoisseur, a bomb YouTuber, a podcaster, a business owner, an activist and speak on every issue, a panelist on Clubhouse, just to be the best you that only you can be? My guess is no. You don't have to be all things to be everything, sis, because you are already everything and then some. And that is enough. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.